It is the bank holiday weekend. Bring it on.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Steph, 3 days to the Love Island finale. It's happening on Sunday night. You're going to find out who's going to win. There will be no love. There'll be a little bit of coupling. Then they'll break up after a few months. But they're all in it for the big deals.
Small bit of love going on.
Little bit. 14 days until the Premier League kicks off again. Really looking forward to spending another season slagging Man United. Sorry, lads, but you know what's coming. 31 days until the kids go back to school.
Oh, good Lord.
And next week on the show, parents, every single day next week, I've got a €200 voucher for Skechers to help out with the foot bill.
That is a good prize.
The shoe. Well positioned as well, lads, I might say. And we have 298 days to go until Grand Theft Auto 6 is out. GTA 6 is coming.
And all you lunatics are going to be stuck behind that screen.
I've never played this game. I know nothing about it, apart from the fact that it is the most expensive video game ever created. Do you know the facts behind this? How much would you say this thing cost to develop?
I would say, because it's been going on years and years and years.
Years and years. Yeah. They're basically producing a movie.
And it's an open world game, so like it's just endless. I would say $500 million.
You're not even close.
No, as in am I under?
You have missed it by $1.5 billion. It's costing $2 billion to create this video game. You know the Burj Khalifa, tallest tower in the world? That was $1.5 billion to build. This video game is costing $2 billion. They reckon in the first 60 days, it'll make $7 billion. Such are the orders that are in for this game already. It's a video game, lads. I can't get my head around it.
But it is so detailed.
Oh my God.
Like it's ridiculously detailed. But just the fact that you can go anywhere, do anything, like literally anything.
Yeah.
I was saying to you a minute ago, I like to play it. If I get a chance to play, I like to play and drive around lawfully at the, you know, stop at the red light.
Yeah, no, this is the lawless land of Grand Theft Auto where you can do whatever you want. And maybe that's the attraction. You get to kind of live out your weird, darkest fantasies playing that game.
$2 billion
to develop a video game,
but the
detail in it. It's you're playing a movie. Anyway, that's coming out in 298 days. Today is International World Wide Web Day. If you're in this club, if you know what this sound is, you're way too young for this sound.
Your trauma. I know. I'm not.
Do you know this?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh my God. The trauma.
3 days to download a photograph from Baywatch. Like three 3 days.
But wasn't it worth it?
Oh, it was. Anyway, happy Worldwide Web Day. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with one of the best in the hip-hop industry. Public Enemy's Chuck D is 65 today. And Jason Momoa, Drago from Game of Thrones and Aquaman is 46. I feel like he's been 46 a few times this week. I think we've been talking quite a lot about him. Happening across the world, we will bring you lots of Liam Neeson action very soon in VIPs. Naked Gun is coming out today. Oh. And for those of you that are Naked Gun fans of the original, the Leslie Nielsen versions of it, I think you're going to really like this. It's complete slapstick, totally daft. Brilliant, brilliant gag with a chair and Pamela Anderson in it. It's total Naked Gun.
The reviews are unreal. I was just looking at some reviews for it and people are like, you're going to love this. Which is great, you know, because all sequels don't get treated the same way.
Absolutely. Have you done your driving test? I presume you have.
I have.
How'd you get on?
Failed the first time.
Okay.
Because someone walked out in front of me and I broke hard to avoid hitting them. And the lady didn't like that. I don't know what she really wanted me to do. But second time I passed. But very, very terrifying. I think if you fail once, you get it in your head that like you're like the pressure's on now.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bugbear. It's hanging there. I want you to take a guess. 0868104106. Don't Google this. I want you to take a guess as how many times did it take a Korean woman to get her driving license? It's officially recognized as the most attempts by an individual to get their driving license. Friday morning, a woman in Korea, from Korea, South Korea, had to do her driving test a certain amount of times to pass it. Famously, there was a man here in Cork and his name was Ray. Ray, if you're out there, Ray had to do his test something like, I don't know, 30 or 40 times or something. And even when you hear those numbers, you think, my God, that's mad how you'd have to go through that much just to get your driving test.
I want to know what the fails were every time. Like, was it the same thing or was it just like a different small thing every time? It's chaotic.
So first of all, she failed the written part of it. So the theory part of it, where you sit down and do a little kind of written test, hundreds of times. Like over 270 times she failed the written part of it. So she couldn't get to the next level. So Her name is Cha Sa-soon. Became famous for finally passing her driving test on her 960th attempt. 960 attempts. She took the written test, as I mentioned, hundreds of times before eventually getting to the driving portion, which took another 400 or 500 attempts. She spent like thousands and thousands and thousands. It became this national story over there. Her determination inspired people's inspired people worldwide. And Hyundai, or is it Hyundai? I don't know, am I saying that right?
Hyundai.
They gave her a car. They were so inspired. So
she probably crashed it.
Straight up a tree.
Straight off, you know, grated off a wall immediately. Her pillar as she's leaving the house.
Bye! Bang! Gone. Into a swimming pool.
Brand deal. Absolutely rocked.
Yeah, no, she's driving and she's doing all right. She became a symbol of perseverance and never giving up, no matter how long it takes. The closest I've got to that, let me see.
It's way off.
It's way off. Like, I've got people on 130, 140. Closest I've got to it. And you're up there in the 200 mark, I think. Steph.
Yeah.
Florist. You ring them up and you turn them into a rapping superstar.
Hello, florist.
Is that the flower shop in Athenry in Galway?
That's right, yeah. What can I do for you?
My auntie had a bit of an accident the other day. She was getting Easter eggs out of the press last Sunday and she slipped and she badly damaged her hip and she has to go in for a hip operation. And I'm just wondering if I could send flowers into the hospital, please.
That's no problem. We deliver there nearly every day. What kind of money were you thinking about? We have different ranges now. It depends on what kind of your budget was.
What do you think? 40, 50?
The norm for hospitals normally for that kind of thing will be about, you get a lovely one there for about 40, 45 euros.
I'll go with that one. So, but listen, this is very important. Instead of a greeting card, I want to put the lyrics of her favourite song on a greeting card. Would that be possible?
I'm thinking out, let's just get a buyer of caramel. What would you like the card to say?
Okay. Shorty had... them.
Shorty had them.
Apple. Bottomed jeans.
Bottom.
20 minutes later.
You have to say low 7 times as well, okay? Low 7 times.
Low.
Excellent. Low. Really good. Now, just to make sure that we have that message correct, could you read all of that back to me, please? Thank you very much.
Shorty had them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, Shorty got low. Them baggy sweatpants and the Reeboks with the straps. She turned around and gave that big booty a smack. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, Shorty got low.
Yes.
Is that it now?
Oh, well done. That was absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much.
Good man, fair play.
Fair play.
Best part of that was a schmack.
A schmack. It's Friday morning. Schmack that booty.
Bix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Naked Gun Day. It's going to be out in the cinemas for you to check out. When I heard that Liam Neeson was taking on the role of what was Leslie's classic characterization of that main character, I was like, oh, this is a big one to take on. So he plays the role of Leslie Nielsen's son in Naked Gun. And there's the whole thing opens up with them all kind of praying to the photographs of the past heroes of the film.
Police squad has always been the elite of the elite.
Hi, Daddy. It's me, Frank Jr.
And you, Frank, are the best of the best.
Over here, Lieutenant. I think someone murdered my brother.
Please, take a chair.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just complete daft slapstick. He's driving a car, someone hands a coffee in the window. It's all of those silly little jokes. But I think you're going to love it. You saying the reviews are really good on it?
The reviews are really good. People saying, like, you're not... Basically, the overall is, like, you're not going to be disappointed by this.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so risky when it comes to any sort of remake or, you know,
reboots, and there's a huge generation of people that have no idea what the Naked Gun films were about back in the day.
No,
so
they're so good. I remember watching them growing up, like my family, like, and yeah, they're so funny.
They were very Christmassy, weren't they? They'd always kind of turn up at Christmas time. Liam was talking on Capital in London yesterday about how he keeps a straight face, you know, because it's, you got to stay in the character and in the zone, how you don't break down. This is as deadpan as Liam Neeson can get.
How do you stop yourself from just bursting out laughing? Like, do you have a way of doing it?
I think of my dead mother.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't think I should have laughed.
Sorry.
It's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Try to be serious.
Whatever works for you, Liam. Whatever works for you.
That poor presenter.
And he was like, he didn't know, but the natural thing to do is to laugh, but like, hang on, it's like, you're laughing at his mum.
But Liam just sits there and makes no face. Like, that's the thing. And you know he's winding him up as well. It's like, it's good.
And they were on American television the day before that on a big morning show, and the presenter just said it straight out. You and Pam, what's going on? Are you together?
You two an item?
Craig.
What? I don't understand the question.
Craig. Don't lie on
Look, we met, I had never met Pamela before.
I heard.
We met on set.
Mm-hmm.
And we discovered we had a lovely budding chemistry.
Yeah.
A connection.
As two actors. And it was like, oh, this is nice. Let's not mold this. Let's just let it breathe. And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm. They're cuddling like no tomorrow.
100%. Well, surely they can't reboot a classic like Naked Gun, though.
Yes, they can. And don't call me Shirley.
Oh, there it is.
Here it is. Here all morning, tried the salmon. Anthony, what's going on?
Yeah, plenty going on. Justin Timberlake announced yesterday online that he has been suffering from Lyme disease and struggling quite a bit with that. A lot of people figuring out that they have actually been suffering with that over the last couple of years. But he... it's a disease, as you know, caught by tick bites, causes muscle pain, brain fog, fatigue. So he basically put up a big post. He's been touring.
Would that explain a lot of the people were accusing him of getting lazy during his gig? He was getting the crowd to sing a lot. A lot of people started kind of taking the mick out of him for
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely could. Like he said, this has been the most fun, emotional, gratifying, physically demanding and at times grueling experience. I could not have done it without my family and friends. And he said he's been battling health issues, was diagnosed with Lyme disease, which I don't say so you feel bad for me, but to shed some light on what I've been up against behind the scenes. So I think he's probably seeing a lot of the kickback online and now basically wants to kind of just come out and say this is what's been going on.
That's what's been happening behind the scenes.
And it happens, you know, people, it's tough. You book these massive tours and all of a sudden, like, you cannot back out of them.
By the way, if you take your doggy for a walk and you go through woods or you go through long grass, always check them before you bring them back to the house, because
I'm terrified of ticks.
Little ticks, that's what causes Lyme disease. You just gotta you can buy these special brushes you can brush them down with, but particularly watch out for your doggies when you bring them back to the house.
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Stephanie.
Hello.
As a performer on stage, have you ever had a seriously embarrassing moment? Have you ever fallen off the stage or you ever had a bit of an interaction with the crowd and it's gone wrong?
No, I've never had that, but I've had my in-ear pack fall off.
Okay.
At a kind of undesirable moment, and then at that stage one of the band has to like put it back on and like stick it onto my back of my trousers. It's a bit
just a bit awkward.
It's awkward, like,
and then you can't hear the rest of the band. Who was it? What's her name? Jennifer Lopez had a bit of a moment the other night on stage. Her skirt fell off. It wasn't pinned on properly. So to her to her credit, she kept going. She just kicked it into the crowd. Somebody got a free skirt. But this is Alex Warren.
Oh, no.
This is Alex Warren up on stage. The guy who brought you The Ordinary Song had... Are you ready for some secondhand embarrassment here?
I don't know. I find this really hard to do. Let's see.
Oh my God. So he's playing a game of rock, scissor, papers with somebody from the audience.
Okay.
And I don't know why. Maybe it was to select a song or something, or maybe to win a prize. But anyway.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. What the f*** is that thing? What is it? You're missing fingers? Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yep. She's missing three fingers.
I'm coming to give you a hug. I didn't ask you.
So the...
His reaction. Don't, Alex, say anything else.
Yeah. Like, what the F is that thing? Yeah.
What
not...
the hell?
Out of the thousands of people in the crowd to play a game of rock, paper, scissors with.
Not great.
Murphy's Law, isn't it? Lions action this weekend as well, buddy.
Yeah, I've gone for the clean sweep.
Has this happened before?
Lions, yeah, it has. It hasn't happened in a very, very long time. So, Yeah, fingers crossed Andy Farrell and the lads get it done tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, what time, Rory?
11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Set your alarm because I know you like sleeping on Saturdays.
But sleeping to me is 7 in the morning.
Yes, sir.
7 or 8. I'll be up. I'll be watching it. Speaking of that side of the world, we're just talking about internet trolls. Kelly, do you ever see any nasty comments?
About me or just in general?
Just like in general, you see them all the time. But have you ever been a victim of anybody saying anything nasty? No,
no.
You'd never say anything nasty about R. Kelly.
Could you?
No,
could
you? We would find them. Yeah. Well, I just think it, you know, if you have like a public, I don't, but if you have like a public Instagram or a big social media account, the bigger you get, the more of that you're going to get. Isn't that true?
I will look for you. I will find you.
Exactly.
I
love him,
not Kelly. Anyone but Kelly.
This guy was he's an Australian guy, and he just puts up funny videos. Now, he looks like Crocodile Dundee. He's got the head, lives in the outback, really funny lad. But he put up a post. He's probably in his late 50s. Somebody called him something nasty, and this is the nicest way to do troll revenge.
G'day, folks. So I've just got this comment from Hayley saying, "You're old, you're ugly, you're not funny, get off the internet." Wow, that hurts. So I've looked Hayley up. I've done a bit of research on Hayley, looked her up. Turns out that Hayley's actually a beautician, okay, at a spa resort, which actually isn't too far from here, not far down the road. So I've just jumped on the website and had a bit of a look at the spa. And it turns out it's one of these spas that does everything, you know, massage, remedial massage, relaxation, haircuts, the whole kit and caboodle. They do the lot. So I rang the spa up and I got a hold of the manager and I asked if I could actually request a certain beautician to do it. She said, yeah, that's fine. So I've requested Hayley. I've made a booking. Guess what, Hayley? Tomorrow you're going to be waxing my back crack, love. you might not think I'm funny, but I think that's going to be
there's revenge.
How you do it?
10 out of 10.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money. Steph, who have you got there?
I have got Connor. He is ready for the pop quiz. Connor is expecting a baby, first baby next week.
Oh, Connor, congratulations.
So 1,000 euro will go a long way towards that now.
You had a bit of a say in the whole thing, but how's Mrs. Connor doing at the moment?
Flying in fairness, sir. She's doing really, really well. So.
Okay.
She's doing brilliant. So nearly there now. She's happy the baby's there, but looking forward to the baby to be out as well, you know.
Don't you have a new appreciation for the woman in your life when you see little human beings coming into the world?
That's it, yeah. Can't wait now. Looking forward to it.
Listen, buddy, the only advice I can give you is how many months now before your first child arrives?
Next week?
6 days.
Six days. Okay, all right. For the next 6 nights, buddy, go for it. Just go out. Golf.
Golf?
Barbecues, everything. Just go, because...
I got a game of golf in the weekend.
Not Casey telling him to go golfing.
It's just things are about to get very, very, very quiet in your life, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be intense, but it's going to be absolutely...
It'll be great. Going to be great. Now, 1,000 euro for wipes and nappies. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who plays Jack in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob.
Question number 3. What singer has an album called Lemonade? Is it Beyonce or Rihanna?
Beyonce.
Question number 4. What superhero is known as the God of Thunder?
Thor.
Question 5. Who had a 90s hit with Ice Ice Baby?
Vanilla Ice.
Question number 6. What actor... Who is actor Michael Douglas married to? They've been together for 25 years now. She's a famous actress herself from Wales, I think.
Yes, Wales. She's Welsh.
CZJ. Like as in Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Question number 7. Nobody puts baby in the corner. Name the movie.
No idea.
You're gone. What did you say?
Me.
Nobody puts Connor in the corner.
Oh, Connor.
What was the answer, Steph?
It was Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, yeah, it was indeed. Connor, we only got as far as question number 7. I think you got everything right up to that. So it's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Do me a favour, let us know when you're a little bit closer to the new arrival. Come back again and we'll give you another round, okay?
Not a bother. No worries at all.
All right. Best of luck with everything. I hope you have a great week ahead. All right, Connor, take it easy.
Thanks a million.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Well done. Pop quiz is back on Tuesday if you want to give it a go. You got to get 10 out of 10 to win that grand.
He's such a cool customer as well.
So chill.
He's so chill.
So chill. Connor McDowell from Cove. And your lovely fiance, best of luck. A new baby is arriving next week. We'll talk to Connor another day. Now, don't fret. That was €1,000. I've got €102,000 for you in 15 minutes.
Let's go. With McDonald's, mornings don't get better than this. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
With KC. Red FM. Love waking up in Cork.